Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore from July of 2013, Selena discussed sacred work with Libertas, an ancient pagan Roman goddess of freedom, and her emergence in American public art and public culture as Lady Liberty, as well as working with her and her symbols, lore, and attributes for greater freedom in personal life and society.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore the goddess of freedom. We begin with an invocation. Liberty! Goddess of freedom, we call to you, we honor you, we connect with you, we celebrate you. We call to you in some of your many forms. We call to you as Libertas, ancient Roman goddess of personal liberty. We call to you as Spirit of Liberty, the guiding power of the American Revolution and the American Republic of past, present, and future. We call to you as Columbia, watcher over of the USA. We call to you as the Statue of Freedom, which is atop the US Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And in a reproduced form, within the Capitol Visitor Center. We call to you as Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor, welcoming immigrants, welcoming all coming to the USA. We call to you as Goddess of Democracy, you who were erected by students in Tiananmen Square in China, you who have appeared in other places in other forms as Goddess of Freedom, of inspiration to bring about more freedom in countries, in cultures, in societies, in many places around the world. We call to you as Lady Liberty, icon of the USA, symbol of freedom in pop culture, in imagination, cherished by those who honor freedom across the ages and around the world. Libertas, liberty, Columbia, freedom. Lady Liberty, be with us, be in us, be in this world, O goddess of freedom. So mote it be. the goddess of freedom, from Libertas to Lady Liberty. The honoring of the goddess of freedom began more than 2,000 years ago among the ancient Romans. They called her Libertas, the Latin word for freedom. Libertas signified freedom of action, freedom from restraint, independence, rights, and related forms of personal and social liberty. The Roman pagan religion of old had a large and complex pantheon with a great assortment of goddesses, gods, and other sacred forms. Ancient Romans revered and deified certain values, known as virtues, and Libertas was one of the most important of these, not only in the time of the Republic, but in the empire. A few of the more than two dozen other private and public virtues were hope, justice, piety, and courage. According to their religion, Roman citizens were to uphold virtues in their personal lives as well as in the culture as a whole. Libertas, as a deity, usually took the form of a goddess. A temple to her on the Aventine Hill in Rome was dedicated around 238 BCE. Sometimes she merged with the chief Roman god, Jupiter. And when this happened, it was typically in the form of Jupiter Libertas, whose feast was celebrated on April 13th. Libertas also was closely associated with the goddess Feronia, and some viewed them as aspects of the same goddess, including the Roman scholar Varro, a contemporary of Cicero. Feronia is thought to have been originally an ancient agricultural and fire goddess among the Etruscan and or Sabine peoples. During the Roman Republic, Feronia's feast day was November 13th. She was honored in central Italy as the goddess of freed women and freed men, and she was associated with the granting of freedom to slaves. Part of the passage from slavery into freedom in Roman society across time involved having the head of the one to be freed ritually shaved, then being ceremonially tapped by a magistrate with a rod or a pole called a vindicta, and then taking to wearing a cap known as a pileus to symbolize freed status. Some of the Roman depictions of Libertas have survived to this day on coins and other artifacts. Libertas, in ancient times through current times, usually is pictured as a matron in flowing classical dress of ancient Rome. She often is shown holding both the Liberty Pole, also known as the Vindicta, and either wearing or holding the Liberty Cap or Pileus. In some depictions, she wears a crown of laurel leaves. Others, it's the Liberty Cap. And sometimes she has rays of light coming from her head. Sometimes she carries a spear instead of a Liberty Pole. Sometimes the goddess Liberty is shown with a cat at her feet. And in ancient art, not only is a cat often shown at her feet, but a broken pottery vessel representing liberation. And the cat was considered to be a freedom creature. Although the Roman Empire is no more, the goddess Liberty still survives. Over the centuries and across cultures, she has continued to signify freedom in her appearances in paintings, sculptures, songs, stories, poems, and other literature. In recent centuries, the form she has most often taken is that of Lady Liberty. Libertas, as Lady Liberty, began emerging in America during its colonial era, especially during the time of the American quest for political independence from Britain. American patriot Paul Revere may have been the very first to depict Lady Liberty in that context. For in 1766, on the obelisk he created in celebration of the repeal of the Stamp Act, he used the image of Liberty with a Liberty pole surmounted by a Liberty cap. Another patriot leader, Thomas Paine, included her in his poem, The Liberty Tree, referring to her as the Goddess of Liberty. Freedom goddess depictions not only emerged in America during its revolution, but a few years later in France during its own revolution, with the female symbol of the French Republic, sometimes known as the Marianne, depicted wearing the Liberty cap and often accompanied by Liberty's cat. As the USA became a nation, Lady Liberty became part of the official symbology of some of its newly formed states. Holding her Liberty cap atop the Liberty pole, Lady Liberty appears along with the Goddess of Justice on the New York state flag. On the obverse of the Great Seal of the Commonwealth of Virginia, created in 1776, Liberty holds the Liberty cap atop a pole in her right hand and is flanked on her left side by the Roman Goddess of Eternity, Aeternitas, and on her right by the Goddess of Fruitfulness, Ceres. In addition, the Goddess Liberty, also with a Liberty pole and cap, appears with Ceres on the front of the Great Seal of New Jersey, adopted in 1777. As more states were formed in the USA in the 19th and 20th centuries, some of them also chose to include Liberty imagery as part of their iconography. In addition, Lady Liberty images appeared on coins, paintings, stamps, and in sculptures throughout the land. One of the most noted forms was the colossal bronze Statue of Freedom, commissioned in 1855 and in 1863 set on the top of the dome of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where it still can be seen today. It is interesting to note that during America's Civil War era, both sides claimed liberty and sought to use her images to promote their own causes. Among abolitionists, liberty was depicted freeing slaves, while states' rights advocates used her image to signify independence from the tyranny of centralized government. And today, liberty images are used in connection with a wide range of political parties, candidates, and positions on various issues. The most famous of the Freedom Goddess's American depictions, the Statue of Liberty, was a gift from France to the United States in honor of America's 100th birthday. Originally called Liberty Enlightening the World, the Statue of Liberty was designed by French Freemason and sculptor Frédéric Auguste Batholi, with the assistance of engineer Alexandre Gustave Eiffel. The head of Lady Liberty's statue wears a crown with solar rays, very similar to the crown of the Colossus of Rhodes, a magnificent monument to the sun god Helios that once stood astride a Greek harbor and was considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The seven rays on Liberty's crown represent the seven continents and the seven seas. The torch Liberty holds in her right upstretched hand is the flame of freedom. And underneath her feet are broken chains representing overcoming tyranny and enslavement. The tablet Liberty holds in her left hand is inscribed with July 4, the date of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the USA as a nation. Her flowing gown is similar in design to those depictions of Libertas in ancient Rome. More than 100,000 people in France contributed money to the creation of the 151-foot or 46 meters high copper-clad Statue of Liberty. In the USA, in a grassroots effort spearheaded by newspaper magnat Joseph Pulitzer, thousands of Americans contributed money for the creation of the 65-foot-high granite pedestal to serve as the statue's base. The statue was completed in Paris in May of 1884 and shipped in pieces to the USA, where it was reassembled. Work on the pedestal construction began in August 1884, following the laying of the cornerstone by Masons of the Grand Lodge of New York in a traditional Masonic ritual. The Statue of Liberty was erected on top of her pedestal in New York Harbor on Bedloe Island, which was renamed Liberty Island, in her honor 70 years later. Thousands of people attended the dedication ceremony held on October 28, 1886, including suffragettes who, while circling the island in a boat, loudly proclaimed through a megaphone their freedom demand that women have the right to vote. A plaque was added in 1903 to an interior wall of the pedestal containing The New Colossus, the poem written by Emma Lazarus in 1883 as a tribute to the statue and to immigrants coming to America for freedom. In the 20th century, in preparation for the 100th birthday of the Statue of Liberty, an extensive renovation project was undertaken from 1984 to 1986. And on the weekend of July 4th, 1986, a great centennial celebration was held, and the newly restored statue was reopened to visitors. The Statue of Liberty continues to be one of the most beloved of America's civic shrines. The United Nations designated it as a World Heritage Site in 1984. The Statue of Liberty receives over 5 million visitors each year. Lady Liberty images can be found not only through America, but elsewhere in the world. She sometimes makes appearances at political rallies, usually in some form of her Statue of Liberty pattern. Such was the case in May of 1989, when she gained worldwide attention as she emerged as the goddess of democracy in student demonstrations in Beijing, China. Pro-democracy demonstrators erected a 33-foot styrofoam and plaster Liberty goddess with torch in Tiananmen Square, and this became a powerful rallying symbol of their demonstrations, their vision, their work for democracy. And this continues within and outside of China. Images of Lady Liberty as Statue of Liberty now abound in American popular culture. In addition to the variety of Statue of Liberty replicas, postcards, T-shirts, and other souvenirs at tourist shops in New York City and elsewhere, Lady Liberty images can be found in movies and on television, on postage stamps and posters, in books and newspapers, in art museums and theaters, in poems and songs, in cartoons and advertisements, in public squares and private homes, in pageants and costume parties, and of course, on the internet, and in many other contexts. Lady Liberty's biggest feast day in the USA is Independence Day, July 4th. She is honored on other occasions as well, and sometimes has her own float in the globally televised Rose Parade, such as on January 1st, 2000 in Pasadena, California, in which the float was known as Liberty for All and sponsored by the Family of Freemasonry and included a 50-foot-high replica of the Statue of Liberty. In addition, Lady Liberty can be seen year-round through social media, websites, blogs, and other forms of cyberspace. To many contemporary Wiccans and other pagans, Lady Liberty is more than an iconic symbol. She is a powerful and ancient goddess who can guide, inspire, protect, and comfort. Pagans have invoked Lady Liberty in rituals for personal and or for social liberation. Some pagans include some form of her image in their household shrines and personal altars. Because of her ancient pagan origins, Lady Liberty is an excellent goddess to work with in support of pagan religious freedom, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world. For she has become international, multicultural, and iconic across time and space. In 1988, I renamed Circle Sanctuary's Religious Freedom Network the Lady Liberty League. I changed the name to that, it used to be Pagan Strength Web, to honor Libertas because of the help that she had given me and others in Circle Sanctuary and those of other paths and traditions and organizations in paganism in defeating anti-Wiccan legislation in 1985 that had been attached to a postal appropriations bill and was in danger of being passed into law. I also came up with the name Lady Liberty League as a way of thanking her support in Circle Sanctuary winning its zoning battle for the right to use our land, Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, for spiritual activities. And that happened on January 6, 1988. Those of us who are affiliated with Lady Liberty League invoke her not only in workings on specific cases that we're helping with, but each year as part of our annual meeting held in June during the Pagan Spirit Gathering, we call to her. She is our patron goddess of freedom. I'd like to share some ways of working with Libertas, Lady Liberty, the goddess of freedom, as part of personal spiritual practice and working with others. Personal liberation. Call to mind a habit you wish to break or some kind of restrictive situation you seek release from. Imagine it taking the form of a chain binding you. For a few moments, experience its restrictions and be aware of the problems it has been causing you. Then, invoke the Goddess of Liberty to come to your aid. Imagine her wearing a Liberty cap and carrying a Liberty pole. Imagine your chains falling away as she touches them with the Liberty pole. Imagine her placing her Liberty cap on your head. As you experience yourself wearing her Liberty cap, allow guidance to come to you about specific things you can do in your daily life to break the habit or to change the situation that's been restrictive and to take on healthier behaviors. When this guidance comes to you, imagine the Goddess of Freedom, Libertas, giving you her Liberty pole as well. Experience it as a magic wand, a sacred staff, as a rod of power for personal liberation and transformation. Be with that for a time. Feel Libertas in you, around you, in her symbols, in your life. Pay attention to what you experience as you do this. Note any additional guidance that comes to you. Then give thanks to her. And as you bring closure to this meditation, write down the guidance you've received, the experiences you've had, and any other impressions. Read it over and add any additional thoughts, guidance that comes to you as you review your experience and guidance. And then finally, select a particular action that can help your situation and do it. Another way to work with the Goddess of Freedom, Libertas, is by creating a liberty altar. This doesn't have to take up a lot of room in your home. It can be on a table, or a dresser, or a corner of a shelf. And what you need are just a few things. One, an image of the Goddess of Freedom. That could be the form of a coin. Some $1 coins in the United States have an image of her holding her torch up. Some older forms of dimes, sometimes called the Mercury dimes, it's actually Libertas on those dimes, is another way of depicting her. Some 50-cent and silver dollar pieces have her in the form of walking liberty. And some quarters have her image on them. So whether the coin is old or new, if it has a liberty depiction, that would be a suitable focal point. Another way to get a liberty image is to go online and actually get a reproduction of one of her forms in statue. Or to run off a two-dimensional form at a website with some depictions. I've put some photographs that I've taken of some different forms of Lady Liberty, Libertas, Freedom, Columbia on my own main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. And you're certainly welcome to use copies of some of the images I've put there. So you want some kind of depiction of Libertas. You can use that as a focus point for your meditations and can use that as a reminder that she is present in your life. In addition to having an image of her, have some form of light to represent freedom. This can take the form of a votive candle, a pillar candle, a LED or battery-operated votive or candle. It doesn't have to be a living flame if you're in a situation where that isn't real workable. But to have an image of her and a symbol of light – And the third thing would be to have some symbol representing spirituality, your soul essence. It could take the form of writing some words on a small 3x5 card, or you could put a quartz crystal there, basically being a focal point for your connection with Libertas. Having a Liberty altar and working with it can be a way of strengthening your work with Liberty, as well as being a means to open a portal for deeper connections with her. There are some other ways of connecting with her, and one is to actually take her pose, to imagine that you are shape-shifting into one of her forms, and holding your dominant hand up and imagining a torch of freedom, of light in it. In addition to taking this Lady Liberty posture, you can work by calling her name. You can use the word freedom and chant that over and over. You could use Lady Liberty or Liberty. Some prefer Columbia, which is a form of Libertas that emerged in the United States. I like using her original pagan Roman name, Libertas, in the work that I do. In addition to these ways, I would invite you to consider honoring Lady Liberty if you are an American citizen on the 4th of July, and to actually consider that as one of her sacred times. You can work with her Statue of Liberty form on that day. You will see a lot of memorabilia and imagery and pop culture, decorations in various towns and stores with Lady Liberty images, the Statue of Liberty forms. And that could be a wonderful time to acquire an image. On the 4th of July, a very simple meditation that you could do is to start the day with a Libertas, Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty meditation. Call to mind her image and imagine her standing before you. Invoke her by at least one of her names. Then name and give thanks for some of the freedoms that you experience in your own life. Communing with her is a powerful way of deepening your connection with the spirit of freedom that helped birth the United States of America. If you are from another country, pick the form of liberty that you find in artwork, in lore, on coinage, in your own land. Although the goddess of freedom began as an ancient Roman pagan goddess, she now takes a variety of different forms the world over. She has truly become global as a goddess across beliefs, across national boundaries, cultures, ethnicities. She belongs to the world. And whether you see her holding a torch of freedom and light, or holding a liberty pole, wearing a liberty cap, having a liberty cat nearby, having broken chains or a broken vessel, whatever symbols you choose to work with her, let those symbologies aid you in connecting with her essence, which is freedom in your own life and freedom in the world. I'd like to close with a way of working with Libertas for religious freedom support for people who are pagan and involved in nature religion. Do this ritual to send spiritual support to pagans and others involved in religious freedom cases. Use an image of Lady Liberty, such as an illustration, a sculpture, or a photograph. Set it on a central altar. Position the image so that it faces the direction where the person and or group needing help is located. Place a piece of paper with the names of those needing help before the image. Around this, place in light white votive candles, one in each of the compass points, plus a fifth on top of the paper, naming those needing help. Invoke the goddess of freedom, the goddess Liberty, by repeatedly chanting her ancient name. Libertas! 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 Come to us! Libertas! 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 Be with us! Libertas! Libertas! Libertas, help us. Libertas, Libertas, Libertas. Peak the energy and then be silent for a time. Imagine she is in your midst, holding her flame of freedom high and facing in the same direction as her physical representation on the altar. Welcome her and then ask her to guide, protect, and support those in need. Then chant the names of those in need, and as you do, imagine Lady Liberty being with them. As the chant peaks, imagine those in need glowing with Lady Liberty's light of freedom. Imagine them receiving strength, healing, comfort, protection, guidance, and other support from her and from you and others taking part in this ritual. Then give thanks to the goddess of freedom, Lady Liberty, Libertas, and ask her to continue to work her magic on the situation. You can use the Lady Liberty physical representation again in additional rituals. Or, if you feel it's appropriate, you can actually give it to those in need as the reminder of the support they are receiving from Liberty and those who took part in the ritual. Wherever you may be, remember that Libertas can be with you, can be in you, can be around you. We give thanks to Libertas, to Lady Liberty, to the Statue of Freedom, to Columbia, to the Statue of Liberty, the Goddess of Democracy. We give thanks to Liberty, Goddess of Freedom, in all of her forms. Libertas, continue to be with us and guide this world so that there is more freedom for all in need. So mote it be. And now, in this final part of our evening, there's an opportunity for us to dialogue, to share ideas. If you are interested in doing so, I invite you to pose some questions in live chat. Or if you would like, you can actually call in and interact with us that way. The number is 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222. And I invite into our Lady Liberty evening David and Jeanette Ewing, who in addition to being Circle Sanctuary ministers and assistants with me on this show, are very involved in the Lady Liberty League, which is Circle Sanctuary's religious freedom and civil rights service for pagans in this country and elsewhere. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Well, and happy 4th of July, which is coming up very quickly.
Yes. Yeah, in just a couple of days. And it's interesting, as you were talking about Libertas and Lady Liberty League and, you know, creating an altar or shrine, I was thinking, well, what are some of the ways, what are some of the places that people might be able to find this statuary? Now, I've seen a person, and then you've posted quite a few different times the altar you have of all the different Lady Liberty statues that you have. Where did you happen to pick up some of those? Do you remember?
Yes, back with the centennial of the Statue of Liberty, I was in the New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia area, and the exact replicas, small versions, of course, of the Statue of Liberty were being sold at that time, and I actually got some of the centennial reproductions. But some of my favorite Liberty images actually were given to me. I have one from the New York World's Fair from many years ago that was passed down through my family line to me. I have a number of coins that I've been given, some of which are quite old. One that I have in my hand tonight that I've been working with is from 1921, and there's the head of Liberty wearing a Liberty cap. So I have collected coins. Some of the coins are American coins. I even have some Mardi Gras coins with Liberty on it. I've gone out on the internet and have found various depictions. There is a wonderful book that is called the Statue of Liberty Encyclopedia. And there's many different images in there, including some photographs of ancient Roman coins showing some of the original depictions of Libertas. The U.S. Capitol Visitor Center has a variety of different gift shops, and to get the Statue of Freedom, which is atop the U.S. Capitol building and some of that imagery work you can get from the gift shops, or you can actually get it online. They have a number of different ornaments for Yule trees, and they have bookmarks and a whole variety of things. Another place is to actually go to antique stores where there are postcard collections, and you can actually pick up some old postcards with Liberty images on them that date back to the 1800s or 1900s that have been reproduced and used often in celebration for the 4th of July. 4th of July is a great time to go shopping for Lady Liberty images because it's generally out in all sorts of different forms.
Yeah, in fact, I was thinking of hitting up our local craft stores because there's always, you know, 4th of July type stuff that's in those stores too. And most people have an A.C. Moore or a Michaels or Hobby Lobby or one of those types of places where you could probably find some sort of statuary fairly inexpensively, certainly, and then maybe also go shopping around online as well. Yeah, you know, I was reminded of some of the things that are going on right now. There are some abortion rights issues going on and some other things, you know, in various states, including our state in Virginia, and just in Texas and various other things right now. And I'm sort of reminded that, you know, Lady Liberty can be a powerful source to call upon during, you know, to do a specific working to help out those that are having issues of that nature right now.
Yeah, and so whether one is really looking to have some liberation on of a personal nature, as in one of the meditative rituals that I shared, or it has something to do with society, Lady Liberty can be a powerful ally to work with. Today, in preparation for the show, I posted some images of the Statue of Liberty that are in my collection and put out the request to have people share some ways that they've worked with Liberty images and Liberty as a goddess in their own personal life or as part of social change. And a number of comments that I received, and I posted on a number of pages that Circle Sanctuary has on Facebook as well as my main one, a number of people, this was a new concept to actually work with Lady Liberty, Statue of Liberty, the Goddess of Freedom, as a form of the divine. When the Statue of Liberty was in the works for the USA, and there was the big push to get money raised to build the pedestal to hold the statue, there was a bit of ruckus about this project coming from some parts of Christianity. Some people objected to the concept of raising money for a pedestal to put the statue on because they saw it as supporting pagan goddess worship. Well, I understand why they had that concern, because clearly while the Statue of Liberty was given to the United States as a secular symbol, she is rooted in pagan goddess realms, and clearly the classical robes have been part of Liberty images across the world since ancient times. I'm very thankful, though, that the outcry did not prevent the Statue of Liberty from getting a pedestal and getting put up. And I do think, as we look at America as a nation, we have to keep in mind that we were founded with powerful principles from a number of different cultures and societies and belief systems, and that one of the most powerful reasons for reclaiming liberty as a pagan goddess is not only to help with pagan rights work, but to help broaden the understanding of the interreligious, multicultural, multilingual, international roots of the United States of America. And I really think as we go into celebrating the 4th of July and America's independence, not only this year but in times to come, that it's important to take some time out and really appreciate freedom and to allow ourselves to think about the various ways of depicting freedom and to celebrate that diversity, as well as the unity of us coming together to bring about more freedom, not only in this country, but the world today. I've done a lot of work with reproductive rights for women, and one of the things that I have done over the years has been to work with Lady Liberty as part of that quest. Just as in the Civil War, people on both sides really worked with liberty. Clearly, there are people in America today from a number of different political viewpoints that are claiming her as their own. I don't see that there's anything wrong with that. I just think it actually speaks to this really multifaceted nature of the freedom goddess. And yes, she is a symbol to some, secular to some. I understand and recognize that, but I also, for me, when I connect with liberty, it's in a very deep spiritual way as well.
Yeah, and I think because of the nature of the diversity in our country that, well, I mean, people do have the freedom to connect any way they want. You know, many people may not see it on that sort of deep spiritual level, but they do see the symbol of the Statue of Liberty as one of the symbols that defines the United States as a democratic nation. And, you know, I think it's a cool thing, though, that we as pagans can also connect and work with and do actual, you know, meditations and in-depth workings to connect with that particular power, because as Americans, even if they don't see the statue as a religious or spiritual symbol, the fact they believe in it as a symbol of liberty gives that goddess form, archetype, whatever you want to call her, I think, more power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really think she is eternal, and it is my hope that we heighten our awareness of freedom and liberty in our own lives and in the society in which we live, and not take it for granted. Freedom is not free. We need to be eternally vigilant. We need to support those who are part of upholding it. We need to uphold it in whatever ways that we can ourselves. Well, I want to thank everyone who tuned in and listened live tonight, and also all of you who are listening later. If you'd like some more information about the Goddess of Freedom, I invite you to connect with me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/SelenaFoxUpdates. If you would like a link to some of the information that I shared tonight, my article about the Goddess of Freedom, From Libertas to Lady Liberty, an earlier version of that is at the Circle Sanctuary website under sample articles in the Circle Magazine section. That's available for free, and I've also put that link on my Facebook page and on my Twitter feed, Selena_Fox. You can connect with me in Twitter that way. And I'm hoping that regardless of where people live and regardless of what one's political attitudes and orientations are, that we can find a way to all work together to have more freedom in our world. I look forward to being on Pagan Warrior Radio tomorrow night, July 3rd, with David and Jeanette Ewing and with Pamela Kelly. We're going to be celebrating Pagan Military Service and doing an audio awarding ceremony of the Pagan Military Service Ribbon. And I invite those of you with more information about Circle Sanctuary to connect with us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org.
Liberty, liberty, come and set us free. God is the liberator, align with us. And we the people who love the people of the world, singing free, call for liberty, lady liberty, yeah. Freedom to worship as we choose, freedom to love who we please, to be told the truth, to feel safe, secure, and free. Freedom to raise our voice for human dignity, to treat our bodies as a choice and feed our families. Lady Liberty, come and set us free. God is the liberator, align with us.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.